Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We welcome on political analyst Steve Roberts to take us through what is going on in Washington and all the things the administration is dealing with. You know, Steve, I feel like it is a tough, whether it's the Biden administration or really any other president that would be in there, tough to deal with how to deal with the continuing COVID picture here. And you think back to the president saying, we're going to have boosters for everybody. Everybody's going to get a booster shot, and it's going to happen by today, I think was the date that he set out initially. And then you hear a lot of doctors say, well, I don't know, you know, boosters for some people, sure, but for everybody, it doesn't seem like it's all that warranted. And then late last week, the FDA coming out and saying, well, you know, we don't really need boosters for everybody right now. And that might also send the wrong picture about the vaccines that we do have available. What is that balance of, you know, obviously you can't ignore the COVID picture, but at the same time, you come out and say things like this and you want to make proclamations and you try to say something that will push the country ahead. And then it just turns out to be, you know, shot down by doctors or something else. So where's the happy medium?
Well, look, science is evolving. Science is not written in stone. You're dealing with a virus that people have no experience with. And so even the best scientists and the best drug companies are constantly reassessing and on the basis of test results, on the basis of experience. The truth is that the public rating of Biden's performance of COVID is pretty favorable. That's not his problem. His problem was much more the debacle in Afghanistan. The photos there were so vivid of chaos. And we talked about this before. Biden's whole calling card, his whole campaign was based on the idea, I might not be exciting, I might not be inspiring, but I certainly am competent. You can trust me to be steady and experienced. And here you have these scenes in Afghanistan and people who could not find Afghanistan on a map, frankly. We don't know the difference between a Taliban and a toll booth, frankly. But those scenes of chaos, of incompetence, were devastating to Biden because he said so directly to the voters last year, that's not going to happen under my watch. I'm not going to, I'm always going to be steady and you can count on me. And so now I looked it up just this morning. Biden's, you take all the national polls and you average them out, Biden's favorable rating is about 46%. His unfavorable rating is at 50%. And this is the kind of underwater rankings that plagued Donald Trump his whole presidency. Trump never once broke 50% in his favorable ratings, was always underwater with unfavorables higher than his favorable ratings. And Biden is now in that territory. And so I don't think the real problem is his handling of COVID, obviously. There has been some mixed messages. Obviously, there's a hardcore of Americans who have strongly resisted the appeals to be vaccinated. But, you know, most Americans believe in vaccinations, and most Americans support social distancing and masking. Look what happened in California, where the anti-vax forces tried to recall Governor Gavin Newsom, and he got well over 60%.
You can't really call that anti-vax forces, Steve. I mean, that was mostly driven by anti-COVID policies. That's not so much about the vaccine as it is closing business.
Larry Elder's whole campaign, the prime Republican who ran against Gavin Newsom, was based on the vaccine issue. It was based on opposing masks. Based on, it's complicated. I agree with you, but to that extent, but by and large, he was arguing that the policies of Newsom were too harsh. He closed too many schools. He was imposing these requirements that violated the notion of individual liberty. But look. Every political situation has many factors. I'm not saying it's just one factor, but it's similar with the California vote, and California's a very liberal state. I understand all of that. But all I'm trying to say is that I don't think Biden's handling of COVID is his biggest political problem. I think that Afghanistan was much worse, and I would add something else right now. He's facing an enormous pressure on Capitol Hill to pass his legislative agenda. You have three or four major bills facing the Congress. The infrastructure bill, which has passed the Senate, but still is stalled in the House. You have a $3.5 trillion spending bill on social welfare programs. You have the bill that would raise the federal debt ceiling so that America could keep borrowing money. You have the whole issue of voting rights, which is facing a crisis vote in the weeks ahead. And the problem for Biden is, first of all, you have a very narrow margin in the Senate and the House, but also Democrats know that this is not just the last train leaving the station this year. It might be the last chance in the whole Biden presidency to really enact the Democrats' legislative agenda. Everybody knows that in the inaugural elections next year, history is very clear. The in party almost always loses seats. Democrats only have a margin of 3 seats in the House. It's almost inconceivable that they'll keep control of the House. So everybody knows this is their last shot. Every lobbyist, every member of Congress, every interest group knows that this is their last shot. And that's why the next weeks ahead is going to be so difficult for the Biden administration, because they're trying to do so much so quickly into so much pressure.
Steve, going back to COVID, though, and the booster decision by the FDA panel, I mean, isn't really this all a lesson not to get ahead of the science?
Well, it's a lesson that science itself is evolving. We don't have a lot. We have a lot of scientific evidence about how to deal with smallpox. We have a lot of scientific evidence of how to deal with polio. Right, that's been around a long time. You're dealing with a virus that not only is new to the world, but the virus itself is evolving. 3 months ago, no one knew what a Delta variant was. And so it's not getting ahead of the science so much, Susan, as understanding that even the best science is tentative. The best science, that's what science is about. You experiment, you test, you look at the results, and you revise your conclusions and your findings. I think better way to put it is, let's not think of science as set in stone. Let's understand that even the best scientists are going to revise their findings as they get new evidence.
Steve, thanks for the time. Steve Roberts joining us live this morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!